agree with your point that the appetite from the regulators is, I mean, they're making a lot of noise now, saying like we want to see this, we want to see these modalities for endpoints. So I think there is, because of that, I think we're going to move this needle forward. I think we are.
Our team sees it every day. Yeah. Modus and others, it sees it with regulators globally too, right? It is happening. I think if I'm someone listening today and I'm like, I don't think this would ever happen on with my company or on my study, here's the encouragement I would get. Every time someone says that, I'm like, can I show you a case study of what someone just did with your company? So that's first thing first. I think the second thing is I would err on the side of openness, not closed, when you think about these discussions, especially on ECOA, especially on virtual visits and on digital health devices. I think a lot of us sort of have this old adage we all grew up with in this world in clinical research, which is, yeah, you can do that, but you can't do it in Germany and you can't do it in China. And it was this sort of like all these buts. And I think the reality is that that's not actually true. And I think we sort of have this natural perceptual barrier we put in our way sometimes. And so I would encourage us, if we start with, hey, is that doable? And who has done it? And who has approved it? You might be shocked at the result. And maybe that's the thing that spurs an organization to take a chance or to show that they're actually a fast follower, not a leader. And I think sometimes that helps too.